Why don't you...
Okay, what? Let me see.
Testing?
That's too much. Why don't you see what you can do that again? Count one to ten.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, now we're officially started. Let me see. First of all, let's get on tape. Let me see. Your name is Briscoe. Why don't you say that? Briscoe Mary.
Okay, Briscoe.
And what else should we get on there? How old are you?
I'm 35, be 36 April the 5th. Born here in Augusta. I've always considered it my home.
Okay. Are your parents from here too?
Yes, although my mother was born in Jacksonville and my father in Denver, they were both of Augusta families.
Uh-huh.
And they lived most of their lives here also.
They lived almost all of their lives?
Yes.
What about your grandparents on, let's say, your mother's side?
Well, my grandparents on my mother's side were from, well, my grandfather was from Greene County, Georgia, Greensboro, and he grew up there. That his grandmother, as a matter of fact, Grandmother Robinson, was from England, and she married my great-grandfather and came to live in Greene County, I suppose that was sometimes back in the 19th century. And the family legend has it that Grandmother Robinson's hands were the hands that Rossetti used as a model when he painted The Lost Chord.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, how about that?
What about on your father's side? That was on your mother's side.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And what about on your father's side?
On my father's side, I really know less about them, but I do know that the Marys have been around Augusta for quite some time, but they started a family business in 1899. That would be, I think, my great-grandfather. And so the Marys have been here at least since 1899, of course, my father all of his life.
Mm-hmm. So at least since, you don't know if they go back before that to the Civil War or not?
No, but I do know that among those members of the family that like to keep family records and up with things like family trees, that we're supposed to have a Captain Daniel somewhere in the Confederate Army, and then I think we had a General Meade, two General Meades in our family, one who fought for the North and one for the South.
A very famous general,
mm-hmm.
General Meade.
Yeah.
Okay.
My family claims General Meade. I'm sure that the Southern branch claims the Southern Meade, but I don't know whether we're really that closely related to him or not.
Well, then there's a Northern branch in addition to this branch in Augusta. Yeah.
Legend has it that way. I do know that there is a Mary, who is or was editor of, I think maybe the front page editor, some kind of general editor of the Wall Street Journal for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know what else I need to know. I need to know about yourself. You say you were born here in mm-hmm. Augusta, mm-hmm. but then you moved away, you went to high school, and...
Well, I stayed here in Augusta until I was 14, and then I went away to Suwanee, Tennessee for 4 years, went to the Suwanee Military Academy at the time, and even before I moved away from Augusta, that my accent was considered somewhat unique by my peers, and even more unique by the people that I was tortured by at military school.